namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Jai jasat.
Jai jasat.
Tu.
Tu.
Vikurvana.
Vikurvana.
Buddhi.
Buddhi.
Satvam.
Satvam.
Abhut.
Abhut.
Sati.
Sati.
Dravya.
Dravya.
Purana.
Purana.
Vijnanam.
Vijnanam.
Indriyanam.
Indriyanam.
Anugraha.
Anugraha.
Jai Jasatu Vikurvana.
Jai Jasatu Vikurvana.
Jai Jasatu Vikurvana.
Jai Jasatu Vikurvana.
Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati.
Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati.
Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati.
Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati.
Dravyam Spurana. Dravyam Spurana Vijnanam.
Dravyam Spurana Vijnanam.
Dravyam Spurana Vijnanam.
Dravyam Spurana Vijnanam.
Indriyanam Anugraha.
Indriyanam
Anugraha.
Indriyanam Anugraha.
Jaijasattu Vikurvana.
Jaijasattu Vikurvana.
Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati.
Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati.
Spurana Vijnana.
Indriyana
Manugraha.
Indriyana.
At the transformation of the false ego and passion, intelligence takes birth, O virtuous lady. The functions of the intelligence are to help in ascertaining the nature of objects when they come into view and to help the senses.
Jai Jasatu Vikurvana Buddhi Tattvam Abhutsati Dravya Spurana Vijnana Indriyanam Anugraha. So, these things are taking place daily within the womb of the mother. How the child is developing from the day of union of the father and the mother, and on the first day it is like a he-like form. by the seminar father and mother, and then everything develops. Different types of body, different types of intelligence, different types of brain, how it takes place. If it is simply material, then all children would have come out of the same quality. But it does not so come. Every child, baby born, has got everything separate from the others. How certain laws of nature is working, we can just imagine. It is not possible to understand by our this material senses, even this material formation of the body, what to speak of spiritual understanding. Therefore, in the Shastra, it is advised, Achinta khaluje bhava natasta kena juje. Achinta khaluje bhava. Things which are beyond your perception, sense perception, achinta, mental speculation, not chintaniya. Achinta, chinta means mentally speculative. Beyond that, achinta, you cannot think of how this pea-like form develops into such a big brain, or a small brain, the hands, legs, and the mechanical process of different body. This is a machine. In the material world, we manufacture machine, manufacturing different parts and assembling them. Which I have known. But this machine is automatically developing. There is no question of manufacturing each part and then assembly. It is jantra. This body is jantra, machine. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishvati. Brahmayam sarvabhutani jantra rurhani mana. Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is situated in everyone's heart. He is supervising what kind of jantra or machine this living entity requires for fulfilling its desires. That is karma. He is engaged in such karma and he is manufacturing by his karma another body. Everything is going on by the laws of nature. Pratityakshamanani gunai karmani sarvasva gunai. By different gunas, satagun, rajagun, tamagun, goodness, passion and ignorance. Very subtle machineries are going on. They are all material. So as it is said therefore, drabha purana vijnana. Drabha means physical. Drabha jnana. The Bhagyan means physical knowledge. And Brahmagyan means spiritual knowledge. But here it is said, Dabbas Purana. The material, physical, phenomenal atmosphere is developing here. One after another. The medical science, they are trying to study different cells, but what from the cells come into action? That is, by the influence or by the manipulation of prakriti, prakriti kriyamanani, and prakriti is working under the direction of Supreme Lord Krishna. Maya dhakyena prakriti. Therefore, ultimately, by the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is going on. But how it is going on, that we cannot explain. We have got limited knowledge. Therefore, Shastra says, don't try to speculate because you are imperfect. But things are going on like this. Try to understand. Simply by your so-called argument and logic, you cannot understand. You have to hear from the authorities that things are going on like this. This is called Shruti, Veda Jnana. Shruti, Veda, perfect knowledge is called Shruti. Sutihi pratipanna, pratipapanna. What is established by the Suti, by the Vedic knowledge, that we have to accept. Otherwise, there is no other way. So, this is even in the material field of activities, and what to speak of the spiritual. Therefore, we have to hear from the authorities of Shruti. Authorities of Shruti, Krishna is the original speaker of Shruti. Veda knowledge. Therefore, Vedic knowledge is called apaurasya. It is not manufactured or concocted by some mental stability. It is coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it was imparted, first of all, to Lord Brahma, not by personal presentation, but through the heart. Brahma is the original person to understand Vedic knowledge. So, after his birth, he meditated for hundreds of years, and by meditation, through his heart, the knowledge of Vedas, Shruti, became revealed. Tene Brahma Rida Adikavai. Adikavi means Brahma. And Brahma means Vedic knowledge. So we have to accept in that way. There is no physical science which can ascertain all this, how things are taking place. But they are coming in this way. We have to learn from the Shruti. Garbhasthurana vijnanam indriyanam anugraha. So, garbha, the physical body, that is influenced by the tejasa, vikurvana. This physical body is developed by the mode of passion, the ego, the false ego of the spirit soul, when it is influenced by the mode of passion, then these indriyas, different indriyas, senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, hands, legs, genital, left tongue, all these things, nine chidras, holes in the body, develop. And they ultimately come to become the different parts and limbs of the senses of the body. So it is asked to be good one, buddhi, tamavuttati, darbhaskuranavijnanam indriyanam anugraha. In this way, the senses came into being. And we have discussed last night that all this controlling is going on under the supervision of Aniruddha. Aniruddha is in charge of development of this indriya. Indriyana mudhishkara. Jadvidu ti Aniruddha aksham rishikanam adhishkara. Rishik means the indriya or the senses. Actually, we have discussed already. We are simply under some machine. Brahman sarvabhutani jantra ruhane. A machine is manufactured immediately. Just like here, medical men, they also manufacture some skeleton according to the requirement of the patient. So, this body is manufactured by the supervision of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the ingredients given by material nature, and I am put into the machine. This is my position. And as I desire to enjoy, actually, I haven't got to enjoy or reject anything. I am put into a certain type of machine, and I have to go or work. Actually, I do not also work. The work is also going on by different agents. I am simply put into it just to satisfy my desires as I want it. ये जथामान प्रपद्धन्ते तान सुसैव भजाम भजामि अहम कृष्णाय श्लोकाय दैट ही हैज गिवन अस दिस चांस ऑफ एंजॉयिंग द सेम एग्जांपल as I've already spoken several times, that a gentleman takes his dog chain and the dog passes urine and the gentleman also stands, he passes, he wants to go there, this, there, this is the facility, but under the control of the chain. Similarly, we, after forgetting our relationship with Krishna, when we want to enjoy independently, the chance is given. This chance is given, that is material world. We get a material body and we are given chance to enjoy as we like. But that is not very fruitful for our satisfaction. After all, we are part and parcel of Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means knowledge, and Ananda means bliss. So, we being part and parcel of Krishna, the Satchidananda Vigraha, we have got also the same type or same quality of constitutional position. But because we want it independently, therefore we are in a position or in a circumstance which is neither soft nor cheap nor anand. Asat, asit, niranand. This body, material body, is asat. Everyone knows it will not stay temporary. Avinashitu, tad vidhi jina sarvamidam tatam. This is, body is vinashi. And the dehina sindhata dehi, the dehina, the proprietor of the body, is avinashi. He is soft. But this body is asat. Asat grahat, the shastra says, that sada samudvigna dhiya asat grahat. This living entity, although part and parcel of the supreme being, Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. So, why instead of ananda, we have got anxieties? Instead of ananda, actually we should have been in ananda. Anandamaya bhyasa. It's like Krishna is before us. He's ananda. He's enjoying. He's playing on his flute. And Srimati Radharani is serving him. And all the gopis serving him. And those who are devotees, they are also trying to assist Srimati Radharani and the gopis to give Krishna pleasure. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. All the expansion, Krishna, Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they are expansion of Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. They are not material. They are Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavita. Sadhuja Eva Nijarupa Praya Kalahi. They are also Krishna's. Everything is Krishna. Separated and personal. So these are personal expansion. We are also Krishna's. We are separated now in this material. Therefore we have forgotten Krishna. So Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitadi Sarhi Jareva Nijarupataya Kalavi. Krishna is enjoying Satchidananda Vigraha by expanding his ananda chinmaya rasa, transcendental bliss and spiritual, chinmaya, not material. As unless you do not know the difference between the material and spiritual, we should not try to understand Krishna's pleasure potency. If we try to understand Krishna's pleasure potency, then we will misunderstand that Krishna is also like us. He is enjoying among the young girls. Let us imitate it. Let it fall down. Yes. That is called sahaja. But Krishna's enjoyment is not material. They are all spiritual. They are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. When the gopis came to Krishna, they came in their spiritual body. The material body was lying down with their husband. The husband could not know that my wife has gone to Krishna. These are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is all spiritual. Ananda chinmaya rasa. Rasa means melon. The juice. There is juice, but that is not material juice. Material juice is different. That is temporary. Asat. That is not sat. So if we want to taste this material juice, then we must be put into always in anxiety. Material life is anxiety. Therefore, in this material world, we have may love somebody, but it is full with anxiety. My lover may not cheat, she may not go away, or he may not go away. Because we are not in the spiritual platform, asat-graha. We are simply trying to love the external teacher, which is awesome, which will not exist. It's like if you try to love a doll made of earth, dust, very nicely painted, as they are exhibited in the window of the tailor's shop. Who's going to love that? Nobody is going to. Everyone knows that this is imitation. Similarly, this body is imitation. It is a layer on the spiritual body. The spiritual body, when gives up this body, it has no value. A dead body of a beautiful man or beautiful woman, nobody likes. But because the spiritual essence is gone. Therefore, love is actually on the spiritual platform. Material love is simply superficial and it is cheating. We must know this. Asat-graha, sadā-samadhi-vigna-dhiyāṁ asat-graha. So only short existence, this material existence develops. And the process of development is described here. And the development of the body is described here. Dravvaspurana vidyana. Dravvaspurana. Dravva means physical. Development of physical body. Vidyana. This is vidyana. How things are developing one after another. Prakitekkinamani. This is all by the material nature. Prakitekkinamani. Gunai karmani saru. Ahankara vimulātmā pattāham iti manyate. So, dabbaspurana vijñāna indriyānām anugraha. So, our senses follow and we enjoy these false senses and that is material existence. So, the endeavor should be how to become free from this material existence and come to our spiritual platform. That should be the endeavor of human life. The cats and dogs, they have no such advanced consciousness. they cannot strive for it. They are satisfied with this material body and material senses. But in the human form body, there is chance to understand that these senses, this physical formation of the body is false, or temporary, or false in this sense that it is not my original body. Original body is within this material body, that is spiritual body. Asmin dehe dehina. Dehinasmin tatha dehantaram prat. Asmin dehe dehina. So the spiritual body is actually the body. And this material body is covering. It is explained in different ways in the Bhagavad Gita. Vāsāṁsi jinnāni yathā vihāra. This material body is just like dress. The dress I'm putting on this shirt, you are putting on this shirt and coat. That is not very important thing. The important thing is the body within the shirt. Similarly, this material body is simply outward covering of the spiritual body by physical atmosphere, but real body is within. Dehinasmin yatha dehi. This external physical body is called deha. And the owner of the deha is called dehi. One who possesses this deha. That we have done. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Then one should be inquisitive to know how this physical body has come into existence, covering myself, the spiritual body, aham brahmasmi. So to understand this science, Kapildev is explaining the physical, Sankhya philosophy, how things are developing. To understand that the same thing, to understand the simple thing that I am not this body. The body has developed from the soul. Therefore, we challenge the material scientists. They say that the soul has developed from the body. No. Soul has not developed from the body, but the body has developed from the soul. Just the opposite. The material scientists, they think that combination of the physical elements creates a situation when there is living life symptom. No, that is not. The real is that practice, that the spirit soul is there, they are wandering all over the universe, brahmanda bhraman. Brahmanda means all over the universe. The spirit soul is sometimes in one species of life, sometimes in another species of life, sometimes he is in this planet, sometimes in another planet. In this way, according to his karma, he is wandering. That is his material life. So, Airupe Brahmanda Bhamite. He is loitering, wandering, without any aim. What is the aim of life? Why I have put into this condition, accepting this material body, the source of all miseries? These questions should be asked. This is called Brahmajigyasa. And that should be answered properly. Then our life will be successful. Otherwise, it is as useless as the body of a cat or a dog. No understanding. Murha. Murha. So, the cat's and dog's life or the cat's and dog's in two legs. Any human being who has no spiritual knowledge, he is no better than the cats and dogs. The difference is, these cats and dogs have got 4 legs and this animal has got 2 legs. Vipadpush. They have been described as Vipadpush. V means tooth and pod means legs. So, anyone who has known knowledge of the spiritual existence, how this material body has developed, how we are put into different conditions of life, without this knowledge, he is two-legged animal. That's all. So don't remain as two-legged animal. You may develop from two-legged animal another body, 4-legged animal, but that is not our business. Our business is athāta brahma jijñāsā. That is our life. Now, this human form of life should be inquisitive. Jijñāsu sreya uttamam. That is life. You must be very much inquisitive to understand what is your ultimate goal of life. Sreya uttamam. Tasmād guruṁ prapadveta. Jijñāsu sreya uttamam. Therefore, Bhagavad says that in order to understand the supreme goal of life, sreya uttamam. Sreya means the best. Sreya and prayer. Prayer means immediately palatable. And sreya means ultimately beneficial. That is called sreya. Just like for a child, playing is priya. Priya. He likes to play. But he is, by force, by the parents, he studied books. That is called priya. And because without education, his future life will be dark. So parents know it. Therefore, although the child likes to play, that is priya, the parents engages them into sreya and to education. So that is the Vaishnava's duty. These rascals and fools, they are busy in material sense gratification. And it has become the duty of the devotee, because the devotees mean the servant of the Supreme Father, Krishna. So they have been engaged. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dākho tāre kaho, Krishna upadesh. So devotees are so confident as servants of the Supreme Law. Therefore, they are engaged in teaching Krishna consciousness. They have no business for themselves. They can't complete the perfect as soon as they have accepted Krishna. But they are working on behalf of Krishna to turn these two-legged animals to become Krishna conscious. This is the meaning of Krishna conscious memo. Thank you very much.